Imogen Brennan is back with What's Making World Headlines. Hi, Imogen.
Hi, Fran. So the story that's due to dominate the news today is, of course, the start of the Winter Games in South Korea. So we'll focus on this. The opening ceremony is due to kick off in Pyeongchang at about 8 p.m. local time, which is 10 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. The ceremony will be held in Pyeongchang Olympic Stadium. And it's going to be cold. In the lead up to the start of the Games, concerns were raised about whether the venue will be too cold for spectators. It's been about -8 degrees overnight there, and the predicted temperature at the time of the ceremony will be about 2 degrees. But it's the wind chill that's the issue. At the opening ceremony rehearsal on Saturday, winds dropped the temperature to -23 degrees Celsius.
Whoa.
Olympic officials
are... it is the Winter Games.
That's right. Olympic officials are encouraging everyone attending to wrap up and prepare properly. The US team says its athletes will be wearing special jackets fitted with a heat system for the opening ceremony. I'm not sure if the Australian team will have the same privilege. Now, Fran, as we know, this year's Winter Olympics isn't just about sport, it's also about diplomacy. Take a listen to this. That's North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his wife Ri Sol-joo being hailed at a military parade. It involved the usual goose-stepping and a show of heavy weapons, including what appeared to be intercontinental missiles. The North often boasts of its parades, but this wasn't aired live on state television, and it was somewhat downplayed compared to previous years. So is it a sign the North is trying not to antagonise the South too much before the Winter Games? Well, who really knows? Kim Jong-un did say at that parade his country has become a world-class military power. Despite that, South Korea has announced its president will meet the North's Olympics delegation on Saturday, and both Koreas will march under one flag at tonight's opening ceremony. South Korean ice hockey player Caroline Park is part of the combined Team Korea, which, as we've been reporting, it was a sudden late change for the team. Have a listen.
A lot of confusion initially, but I think after we found out what was going on and what it entailed, the team was great about just embracing it and making the most of it.
Has it made life more complicated?
Not really. I mean, I think it's actually made it more fun. You know, we have 12 new players that we can now become teammates with, and all the girls are super friendly, so nice. And I think it's just so great to be able to meet these girls, kind of hear about their stories and get to play some hockey with them. So I think I've enjoyed it.
That was South Korean ice hockey player Caroline Park speaking with the BBC. Fran, one of the other significant issues for these games is the controversy over the 169 Russian athletes who are due to compete as neutrals. At their home Winter Games in Sochi, Russia topped the medal table, but the country was banned from competing at these games by the International Olympic Committee after an investigation into state-sponsored doping. Instead, the IOC invited the 169 Russians who have met the anti-doping criteria to compete as independent athletes. Athletes from other countries have been watching the saga closely, including Canada's Alex Harvey and Devin Kershall.
There is doping in sport, and you can either ignore it or fight it, and I think the IOC is fighting it, and to me, in my opinion, that's the best way to show that we won't accept it. I really do hope for those Russian athletes that they have an equal chance to us to compete, to train, but in a clean way and in a fair way.
It is disheartening. It is disappointing. The disheartening part is that as an athlete, you have no say or no voice, really. Let's be honest. I'm really sad that this is the state of sport, but it's also the biggest stage for the athletes. And I hope they can get it right. I really do.
And finally, Fran, 1,500, 15,000, easily confusable figures.
Easily confusable, yeah.
Well, the chefs for Norway's Winter Olympics team had ordered 1,500 eggs to feed their team. Guess how many they received? It was 15,000. A translation.
Yeah, they're going to be hungry, those athletes. I think they'll need all of those and more.
They love some protein.
They need to have a world's biggest omelet.
That's
competition.
Right, a competition.
There.
They've blamed it on a translation error, and the Norwegians say they were able to return the 13,500 surplus.
Thanks very much, Imogen. Imogen Brennan, you're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 11 minutes to 7.